So I'm here in the studio now with Toma Fujiwara, who brought his a trio version of his band, The Hookup, which we just heard a set from. And Toma, why don't you just tell us what we heard?
The last song you heard was entitled Questions, and we recorded that on our debut album, which came out last fall, and entitled Action Speak. So that ballad was entitled Questions. The song before that was Smoke Breathing Lights, which we'll be recording in October for our second album. And then the first song was another new one, and that one is entitled Postcards.
Great. And so the band today was Mary Halverson on guitar and Trevor Dunn on bass and yourself on drums. And so was this the first time you've played as a trio together?
Yeah, actually, it is. It is the first time we've played... Well, it's the first time we've played this music as a trio together.
Okay.
We've played some of Mary's music as a trio.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of interesting hearing the tunes from, or the one song from Action Speak without the horns.
Yeah, I did one other gig with a trio format of pretty much all the music from Action Speak. And yeah, it kind of gives it a different vibe.
Yeah.
Obviously there are different challenges in there and different spaces that need to be filled when the horns aren't there.
Yeah, it seems all of your music, the new tunes and the stuff from Action Speak that I've heard it seems difficult to play. Like as a listener, it seems like it's difficult music to play. Do you have that in mind? Is there any intention behind that, or is it kind of just what you hear in your head?
It's definitely not my intention. It's definitely I think music can be challenging in a lot of different ways, and you know, I think it's challenging enough to even play something that's very simple and play it in a you know, beautiful and personal way. So I definitely don't set out to write difficult music. I write, especially for this band, I might write music with these musicians in mind and have certain challenges that I want to present to them, or you know, puzzles that I personally would love to hear them solve, and I know they can, and that's exciting for me. But no, I definitely don't want to. I'm not trying to make it sound hard. I'm not trying to make it hard to play, or make it sound hard. Make it sound hard to play to the listener. But you know, I mean, if that's one of hopefully many reactions, that's fine. But
well,
yeah,
it's kind of, yeah, it's just kind of surprising in a great way.
It's
interesting.
Yeah, I definitely like to throw some musical curveballs in there, and
so how is the new music that you've written different from the Action Speak, which you know, was just, I think, out last year, you said, sometime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it came out in September 2010. I think, well, first of all, the entire book of music for the next album is written since this band was put together. So every bit of music is written with these specific musicians in mind, mm-hmm. and their specific personalities, and also the sound as a group that we've developed, you know, over the past 3 years. So I'm kind of using, you know, I have that really clear sound in my head. I think, and this was not a conscious thing, but I think that the pieces are longer and have, you know, more sections to them. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't a conscious, you know, thought process of, okay, I want to make these, you know, really long pieces. But that's something that's evolved with about three or four of the pieces for the next album. You know, obviously as you just grow as a musician and experience other things, those things feed into your compositions. So that's ways in which it's different.
So is there anything specific that you were kind of listening to or referencing, you know, as you're writing this music? I mean, people, I've read a bunch of reviews and you know, critics always tend to tend to talk about, you know, like the 60s Miles Davis band with Wayne Shorter, or Wayne Shorter's the way Wayne Shorter writes music.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, a lot of the Blue Note stuff in the mid 60s sort of, I can see why someone would say that, but I wonder what you think about that.
I can see why someone would say that as well. I mean, I love that music. I love the musicians and the soloists and the composers and the bands. So that's definitely a big influence. Wayne Shorter specifically, I especially love Wayne Shorter's visual element to his compositions. I feel like his compositions are extremely visual. Mm-hmm. And they really create, you know, I feel like they're really these beautiful soundtracks to a very personal experience. I would imagine he's creating them with something in his mind, but they're open-ended enough that the individual can kind of absorb that music and kind of create their own visual experience along with it. So that's what I love about his writing, and that's probably the most direct influence, more than, you know, transcribing his compositions or solos, but really that spirit of his music, which really inspires me to create music that has a visual element to it, and hopefully also an open-ended visual element to it, so people have can kind of see their own scene through mm-hmm. it. But a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different music that influenced it, most of which I'm probably not even aware of. You know, one of the pieces on the new album, it started with a transcription of a Talib Kweli rhyme, mm-hmm. and then just kind of extracting elements from that. The song doesn't sound anything like it, but that was kind of the beginning of my process. And mm-hmm. that's a lot of my influences are like that. They kind of start with that and then end up somewhere completely different. But
yeah, so you start with like a tiny idea and see what...
And a lot of times I'll throw away that first idea.
Uh-huh. So you're not rapping on this?
I'm definitely, definitely not rapping on this. Or any.
ever. Anytime ever. So you're going to record this new music. What else is up with your band, The Hookup?
Well, yeah, we're recording in October. We're recording our second album. That'll also be with 482 Music. And that'll be out in the spring of 2012. We have a gig tonight at Douglas Street Music Collective in Brooklyn. That's 295 Douglas between 3rd and 4th Avenues. We're playing at 9:00. So we have, and that's with the quintet lineup. Mm-hmm. And then we have some stuff in New York in the fall. And yeah, just working on, you know, upcoming gigs, and then in terms of other projects that I lead and co-lead, the 13th Assembly with Mary and Jessica Bavone and Taylor Hope Bynum, we have an album coming out in October on Important Records, and we're touring in Europe in October and November. And then Taylor and I are working, we were actually here at the studio a few years ago, I think that was for our first album, but we're actually working on our third. And we hope to be doing some touring with that soon. And then, you know, stuff with all kinds of cool and fun.
Yeah, it seems like it's the thing, you know, one of the noticeable things about your band is like you play in all these different bands, and like every member of your band is like, you know, international, you know, at all times. So I always wonder how do you actually like keep a band together in that kind of setting? It's like
it's really hard. I mean, it's a lot of emails for each little event, and it's, you know, they've made a great commitment too to the group and to the music and to putting their personal voices into it and to really contributing, you know, their spirit to the sound of the group and the compositions. And you know, that's also, you know, when I compose and when I think about a band, I want to have that line between composition and improvisation kind of blurred, so that it's just a song. It's really just, we start a song, we end a song, and in the middle all this stuff happens, and you know, kind of the lines of there's the solo, and this is now the head, and this is a written part, and here's the interlude, and mm-hmm. you know, that stuff can be as small a percentage of the consciousness as possible.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks again for coming. I don't know if, do you want to mention any other gigs or anything like that at this point?
Let me think.
Mary or Trevor, is there? They've already left you.
Yeah, they've already left.
They drove away.
I'm hitchhiking home. I know that Mary's recording her quintets. It's the second album with her quintet and the third album with the trio, if that makes sense.
Yeah, her third album
as a leader of the Mary Halverson Trio Quintet. So I know they're recording. I think that's out in the spring as well. I think they have a gig at the end of the month.
And Trevor just told me he was playing with the Melvins some more. So
yeah, he just got back from playing with the Melvins, and I know that he has some touring coming up, and I don't know how much of it is. I don't want to leak any information that.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, he's extremely busy as well.
You heard it here first.
Exactly.
So, do you have a website or something? What's the best place that people can find out more information about you and your music?
The best place is tomafujiwara.com.
Okay, excellent.
I'm also on Facebook. And the best place actually would be tonight at 9 o'clock at Douglas Street Music Collective. That's the best place that people can find out about my music.
Fair enough. All right, well, thanks, Toma. I appreciate you coming down. I know we tried to make this happen a long time ago, so I'm happy that it finally happened.
Well, thanks for having us. It's always great to be here.
Excellent.